Lord Jesus, I'm glad to be in your presence. I'm glad to be in your presence, Lord. You make my heart so happy, Lord Jesus. You're so good. And Lord, sometimes it's not even an emotional experience. It's just the peace you bring. It's just you, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. I love you with all my heart. And I pray that anyone listening would just be inspired, Lord, to seek you and to put their face before you and to hide their life in you, Lord. I pray that this message would breathe life into anyone that's listening, God. You have brought whoever you have to hear this, Lord. And I'm just thankful for you being the person who does all the work, Lord. And I can just rest, Lord. I can just rest and just doing what you call me to do, Lord Jesus Christ. And that's minister your name and your goodness. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray that anyone listening who you brought here will be blessed, Lord. I pray that you will be glorified. I love you. In your name, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And if you're interested in subscribing to these Audio Boo podcast, you can in any iTunes search query just type in Michael Ryan's Booze and you will be able to find me if you're interested. Friends, you're not missing out. You are not missing out on anything if you have accepted Jesus Christ personally as your Savior. If you've made a conscious decision to ask for forgiveness and believe in him and invite him to live in you, you're born again. And friends, you have all that you need. If you were on a desert island and you had Jesus Christ, you would have all that you need. All that you need. And I'm going to be looking at some scriptures because I want you to know something. Did you know that you were blessed with every single blessing that's possible in the spiritual realm? Did you know that? Every single possible blessing in the spiritual realm. We're talking about the things that can't even be seen. Angels that excel in strength that are beyond their imagination. We're talking about that realm, you know, where there's just layer upon layer upon layer of heavens. That beautiful place, that unimaginable place. You have all the blessings that to be had right now. Right now. Did you know that? Did you know that you're complete in him? Did you know that the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, all the riches and wealth are available to you at this very moment right now in Jesus Christ? Now, you may have read that, but I'm asking you, do you know that personally? This morning, have you considered that? This afternoon, this evening, have you considered these things? Because it's important. Because the problem is, friends, is that your flesh, your heart, your flesh is gonna lie to you and tell you that you're missing out. The enemy, Satan, is gonna tell you that you're missing out. The world, big time, is gonna tell you that you're missing out. The circumstances in your life are gonna make you believe that you need more, that you need something to fill you up. You need extra, but that's not the case. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Jesus says through Paul, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, in Christ." In Christ. It's important you understand that this is in Christ. It's not because we believed in Christ and then we're saved and now we're just blessed by God who's afar off. Him living in you, you living in him, because he's in you and you're in him, friends. You're in him, friends. That's where your blessing comes from. That's where you're opened up to all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. It's in him, friends. In him. I mean, you have such a wealth and a richness to have the living God who's getting worship right now dwelling in you. There's no more blessing than that you need. There isn't. And I want to open up your eyes and your spirit to rejoice in the Lord right now that you have this available to you. It says in verse 13, "In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with the view of the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, friends. You were sealed with God. He lives in you and you were sealed with him. Oh, Michael, I don't feel like I'm sealed with him today. It doesn't matter if you don't feel like you're sealed with him today. You probably can't feel your heart beating right now, but it's beating, isn't it? You probably haven't noticed that you've been breathing for the past 24 hours, but you've been breathing, haven't you? It doesn't matter whether you can sense it or feel it. It's happened. If you've believed and trusted in the Lord, he lives in you. He lives in you, friends, and you have been blessed with not some of the spiritual blessings, not a couple of the spiritual blessings, but all of the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And you were sealed. You know, in the Gospels, when Jesus Christ was put into the tomb, the Jews, the Pharisees, knowing that his disciples were very fervent followers of the Lord, they went to Pontius Pilate and they asked him for a Roman guard to be placed by the tomb. And for the seal to be put on it so that no man can touch that tomb, no man can move it, and there'll be a guard there. You know, there was a seal so that no one can touch it. Go look at that. It's at the end of Matthew. That there was a seal put on that, and that seal represented its Roman property right now. It's the property of Rome. Anyone who touches it is dead. You have to go through Rome. You have to go through the highest officials of Rome to even think about touching that property. And friends, guess what happened? It was opened by an angel, because you know what? The Lord God, he sends his ministers, his angels out to do his will. And he's the one that's able to break any seal. And I'm telling you that if Roman authority can have the nerve to put a seal on something, I'm saying God the Father has put his seal on you, his divine seal that no man can touch, no angel, no demon, no circumstance, no emotion or lack of it can take away the seal of the Holy Spirit living in you, of the Spirit of Christ living in you, and you are blessed with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You don't need to stress or worry about what you don't have. Just rest in the Spirit of Jesus Christ living in you, and that will be life to you. That will be true life. You know, Paul writes to the churches because he doesn't want them to miss out on what they have. He doesn't want them to miss out on the glory that they have living in them. You know, he says in 2 Corinthians that he says, and I think it's 2 Corinthians 6 actually, he says, I'm not restricting you, but you're restricted by your own affections. You're restricting yourself. He just finished explaining how in all things, he's still just fine with the Lord Jesus Christ. He explains different hardships, different things that he's going through, but yet and still, he's still abounding because of Jesus Christ. And then he explains, and you can have that too, but it's you who gets in the way. It's you, your own heart that gets in the way. And I'm saying that to you, friends. You can have Jesus Christ, the treasures of him right now, but you get in the way. Don't let yourself get in the way. Don't let your fears. That's why it says in Colossians 3, if you have been raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on the earth. Because if you set your mind on your bills, if you set your mind on getting the job that you need because you don't have it, if you set your mind on being in that career or that place you need to be because you're feeling unfulfilled, if you set your mind on that relationship that you want to have, if you put your mind on earthly things, it's not going to build you up. It's not going to be life to you. And if you are setting your mind on those things, you're saying, well, you know what? I have some things I've been setting my mind on this earth and I've been feeling pretty happy about them. It's not true joy. It's not the peace that Jesus Christ says. He says, I give you my peace. In John 14, not the peace that the world gives do I give to you. So I'm telling you, beware of setting your mind and your focus on what's around you. Beware of that. Be alert to not doing that, but to instead to enjoy Jesus Christ living in you right now. The only thing you're missing out on is not worshiping and abiding in the living God who sits on the throne, who lives in you right now. That's what you're missing out on at any given point. That's why it's important to constantly be praying. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, pray without ceasing. Do you know what says that? To be praying without ceasing? Yes, pray, Be praying on your way to work, on your way to school, on your way to the bathroom. As you're doing your work, be lifting up the Lord. As you're cooking, as you're eating, be lifting up the Lord. Be praising Him. Be enjoying His presence. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 2, it says, this is Paul trying to explain how he's really been struggling to just get this message out to people. And what's that message? That their hearts would be encouraged, having been knit together in love. We were knit together in love, friends. You were knit together with every other person who has the Spirit of Jesus Christ by the blood of Jesus Christ. He knit you, whether you know it or whether you don't. He knit you to other people. He knit you. Okay, so Paul's going and saying, I want them to be encouraged, having known that they've been knit together in love, and check this out, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ Himself. A pretty big sentence. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So let me just kind of break that down to you, friends, in a very simple way. If you want to attain to all the wealth, if you want to be able to have access to the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge, and these treasures aren't hidden from you, they're hidden for you. If you want to have access to all these things, you must be able to be aware and understand, be fully persuaded and understand the presence of Jesus Christ. You must understand that the true mystery of God, the true mystery of God that's been hidden from the ages, that's been revealed now 2,000 years ago through Jesus Christ, and it's still being revealed right now all across the world. It's Jesus Christ. Christ Himself living in human beings. Living in human beings, the creator of the sun, the creator of clouds in the sky, of the ocean, lives in human beings. He lives in you, friends. And in Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Get in on the treasures today. You can get in on it. It's accessible to you. Please don't be distracted by the world. You're not missing out. I know you want the job. I know you want the degree. I know you want the relationship to work. I know you want a family. I know that you need money. You need resources. You need income. I know you need to feel like people like you and love you. And you want that assurance of companionship. I know. I understand. I understand that you want healing from whatever it is that's troubling you. But let me tell you, you have been made complete. You already are blessed. You're already blessed. The trick isn't trying to get some new information, some new knowledge, some new experience. It's realizing what was already done for you. It was already accomplished. That's why it says in Colossians chapter 2, therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you've believed in the gospel and you've been saved and you've received Him by faith, and now He lives in you, you've received Him living in you, walk in Him. Walk in Him, because you won't be getting access to the treasures. You won't be experiencing the wealth of the Lord Jesus Christ. You won't be experiencing the spiritual blessings in heaven places if you're not walking in it. And it's just a prayer away. It's just a conversation with Jesus Christ away. Really, really it is. Just worship Him. Just worship Him. It says in Colossians chapter 2, in that same chapter, verse 10, and in Him you have been made complete. Okay? And in Him you have been made complete. Please let that sink in. Whoever is listening, let it sink in. Let the Holy Spirit sink this deep down into your brain, into your heart, into your soul. You have been made complete. You don't need the job. You don't need the education. You don't need the relationship. You don't need the money. You don't need any of those things to make you complete. Well, I already know that. I don't think you know that. Because we get so anxious, we get so worried, we get so scared, and we don't have the peace that Jesus Christ said He promises us, which is Himself living in us. He says, my peace I give to you. He's not in heaven just giving His peace from afar. He is the peace. It says that in Ephesians that Christ Himself is our peace. So He has made you complete. And I like the next part of it. It says, and he is the head over all rule and authority. So it doesn't matter what your boss is telling you. It doesn't matter that he is the head. Jesus Christ is the head of all rule and authority. That means your boss. That means the president of the United States. That means the banks. That means whoever is in control, they're underneath the Lord Jesus Christ who has made you complete. And guess what? That means you. Because we make ourselves our own authority. Well, I'm not happy because I'm not happy. Everybody says I should be happy because I have what I have, but I'm not satisfied with myself. Well, guess what? You're not above. The Lord is greater than you, and he's made you complete. Rest in that. Rest in that. Rest. Go check out the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. We have entered into the rest of God. The Sabbath was a type of rest, and Jesus Christ is our rest. Do you know that? He's your rest. He's your rest from the anxiety of feeling like you need to get everything. You need to obtain everything. You need this. You need that. You need to get this. If you don't get it, you're going to be in a bad condition. I'm telling you, you're in the best condition right now if you have Jesus Christ. He made himself poor so that you could be rich in him. Amen? Friends, this is the best news that you're going to hear. I'm telling you. This is the best news that you're going to hear. Because good things can happen in your life, but if you're not rooted in Jesus Christ, if you're not understanding and appreciating his presence living in you right now, you're just going to be aimlessly wandering onto the next victory, into the next victory, and just waiting for the next good thing to happen, instead of just resting in what the Lord has done for you. We've entered into his rest. We can rest right now. We can rest. And I encourage you, please, don't think you're missing out. You're not missing out on the Lord. You're not missing out on anything once you have the Lord. You're not. There's nothing that you need except to sit down and worship the Lord. There's nothing else that you need. Just thank him for what you have. Because he says, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you. There are things that have been added to your life. Praise God for that. Really. If you have a family, you have a job. It's May now, so people are probably graduated. If you graduated from a program, you know, if things are going well in your relationships, in your marriage, if you just got a promotion, if things are going well for you, those are things that are added. If you just got married or you had a child or, just good things that have been happening to you, praise God for that. It's been added to you, but don't ever think that that is your life. Please. Don't ever think that. He is your life. If all those things went away from you, you would still be complete. If all those things disappeared and were taken away, you would still be blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Do you believe that? Do you know that? Get on it. Get in on it, please, friends. Please, just get in on it. You're made complete in him, and he is in control. He's the ruler. He's the true ruler of everything. People may think that they're in control, but the Lord Jesus, he's in control. He's the head of principalities. He's the head of all the rulers and the authorities. He makes everything go the way he wants to go. So, I hope that I'm doing a good job of explaining to you that everything that you may think is important is really not important. It's not important. Well, Michael, are you trivializing my experiences, my needs? No, I'm not. I'm just lifting up who the Lord is. I'm exponentially trying to increase who God should be to you and who he really is. He's God. He is God. He's God. He made you. He made you with his hands. Every single part of you has been created by him, and he lives in you. And you cannot be lacking with him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. He makes me not want. That's what the scripture says. Jesus is your good shepherd. You don't lack anything. You don't lack anything when you have him. He's all that you need. Amen. So it doesn't tire me to say it to you over and over again. Praise the Lord. Lord God, I just thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for how good you are. I thank you for your work on the cross, for accomplishing this miracle in us, Lord. I thank you that we don't have to be taken away by the enemy and believe that we need anything. We don't have to be stuck and missing out because we have you, God. So we love you, Lord Jesus. We lift you up. We exalt you. Fill us with your presence, Holy God. In your name, amen.